What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend. It's hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. And this Monday, more phone calls, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, including Los Angeles, AM 570 KLAC, Portland, Oregon, 102.9 and 750 The Game, and Milwaukee, the big 920. Thank you for your great support. Going into the Radio Hall of Fame on Thursday. We'll be off on Thursday, but we will do the show in Chicago on Friday. Very little sleep, I'm sure, because the ceremony will probably last for 3 or 4 hours.
Really?
Well, I'm guessing. There's cocktails, and then there's dinner, sit-down dinner. And then I think everybody who's being inducted gets 5 minutes. So I have 5 minutes to sum up 40 years, which leaves me 1 minute and 15 seconds per decade. I don't know if I get around to thanking you guys, so let me thank you now. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Yes, Bowie.
Now, you're not going to write anything, are you? No. Don't really write speeches.
No. I just get up there and wing it.
Yeah.
Speak from the heart.
You going to bring a drink up with you to keep it loose?
No.
Like a roast?
No.
You got Sally Fields on them?
No.
You like me. You really like me.
No.
Go Michael Jordan and start calling out people.
No. I want it over with. It's nice to be recognized. I just don't like acknowledging it. And it'd be nice if they just said, hey, you don't have to go to the ceremony. And congratulations on going into the Radio Hall of Fame. But, you know, it's a big deal. Got to get a table. By the way, black tie.
No.
Yes.
For us? Someone should have told us.
I know. I thought it would be funny if you guys showed up and you dressed whatever, however you wanted to. You know, but I know I have to wear a black tie. But you guys can just wear something nice if you want to. Maybe wear a suit. Todd's got his green suit.
I do have my regular go-to suit that I'll be wearing.
Yeah.
So is that acceptable for black tie?
Yeah. Sure.
To like something like Todd's green suit?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because yes, I was like, dude, if I got to go rent a tux or something.
No. You don't have to.
I'm not going to be thrilled with that.
I have to. I mean, if you really care about your presentation, then maybe you will. But if you don't, then don't worry about it. Yeah, Paul.
You know, I own a tux. Back years ago, I bought one because I realized I had a couple events to go to. Mm-hmm. And I bought it and I actually used it at my own wedding. So I got like 6 uses out of this tux.
Mm.
I loaned the tux to, let's say, a friend.
Mm.
He lost the tux. He went to a wedding and at the end of the night, he got so drunk, he lost my tuxedo. He goes, yeah, I had it on. And he goes, I don't know what happened. I'm like, so you lost it? It wasn't your room with all your other clothes? He goes, no, man. He was, he woke up naked in another room and he went back to his room and he had his clothes, but he lost my tuxedo.
That won't happen on Thursday night in Chicago.
That's a guarantee?
Yes.
I mean, it might.
Well, I'm going to have my tuxedo Friday morning. I might be wearing my tuxedo Friday morning. Yes, McLovin.
Is it possible you're messing with us and you're going to show up in just like a sport jacket and no tie and Todd's going to show up in a powder blue tux? Is this a joke? We're panicking over here, Dad. There's panic on this side of the glass.
You know what? You guys dress how you want to dress. All right?
Because if it's a radio event, it's like going to be mostly dudes in Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Or free polo shirts and jeans hanging down off their back.
Yeah.
Some khakis.
You know what? I'd wear a concert t-shirt if you want to. wear jeans, concert t-shirt, you're good to go. I'm fine with it. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner, and you can download the app and watch this program all 3 hours for free. I also have something coming up later today. I'm going to be participating in a town hall meeting, and the moderator is Jim Gray, and the subject is Tom Brady. So Tom Brady is going to be on the town hall meeting with a bunch of NFL talking heads on there. So you probably have Jim Nantz on there, Joe Buck on there, Chris Berman on there, Adam Schefter. There's a variety of people on there, and I was invited by Jim Gray over the weekend. I get to ask one question to Tom Brady. Now, what question would you ask Tom Brady? Doesn't mean you have to answer it, but do I do Malcolm Butler Super Bowl?
No, really?
Well, I don't know.
Whoa.
Do I do Deflategate? Is there anything that needs to be asked that hasn't been answered?
This seems like a casual setting, not like a 60 Minutes type
interrogation.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Everybody else is probably going to be throwing, you know, verbal bouquets at Tom's feet, which is really hard not to. I just didn't know, do I ask a question where I think I could get something out of Tom Brady? Yes, Seton.
Do you try to go with something more current? Like if you say, how much were you willing to pay for that, for the 600 ball?
Hmm.
Does he think he got off easy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that fan got. Did the fan get... Did we see what the final tally was for the fan who has the 600 touchdown pass ball?
I don't think it was much. Yeah. I think it was like a jersey and a handshake.
Oh. Now, was it the jersey from the game? That's what I'd be curious. Because I would want that. I got to have one of one.
But I think it was a jersey.
Jersey. Could have been a practice jersey.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
It feels like all the other people on this call will ask some type of retirement question. Mm-hmm. When are you going to retire? What will make the decision? Blah, 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 blah. Do you stay away from that?
Yeah, because I don't think Tom knows how long he's going to play. But I don't know, can you have fun? How much fun can you have on a Zoom call? Tom, it seems like, it's a lot of fun. His social media is, you know, a Hall of Fame worthy. Yeah, McLovin.
If you are going to go controversial, here's the only thing that sticks out to me that I still don't understand.
Okay.
Why was that dude nicknamed the deflator? I mean, it can't be because of weight loss. What are the odds that there'd be a scandal about deflating footballs and this guy's nickname was a deflator?
It's a fair question.
You have to say a Boston accent when you say it.
Deflator. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like I would prefer to watch this and not be involved in it. You know, just to say, hey, I asked Tom a question, like, I don't care, but I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
If you could replay one game in your career, is that a fair question? He only gets one. I know he's got probably a couple he wants, obviously, but he gets to pick one of the, I assume, Super Bowl losses.
Hmm. So the two Giants and the one Eagles.
Yeah, but one of them bothers him more than the others.
I don't think he could have done anything more in the Eagles game. I would be curious how he would have handled the pass rush in both of those games against the Giants. I like that. Yes, McLeod.
I'm just going to say the format itself, when you add the words town hall to any presentation, immediately you've taken some of the excitement out of it. Yes, town hall is not a place to cause controversy. You're supposed to be sort of thoughtful.
It would be great if it was a roast, if there was alcohol involved, then you could get a little loose off the rails. But that's later on. And then I think it's going to air tonight on Tom's show that he does with Jim Gray. And I think that's Mad Dog Radio.
Yeah, let's go on Mad Dog Radio.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, that's the name of it. Let's go. But it's a town hall. Yes, Tom.
So are there any rules, restrictions? Is it supposed to be more lighthearted, or you can get dramatic, your biggest regret personally and professionally, or they don't really want that?
Is that your question?
That would be my question. Other than the Super Bowl losses, what's your biggest regret personally and professionally outside of the three Super Bowl losses?
Personally and professionally.
I don't know if personally.
Dan, I'm glad you asked about these intensely private details on this public forum.
He doesn't have to answer.
Well, I know, but I don't know if he would, like, personally. Like, I don't know if he wants to go down that road.
Because he's expecting everyone to ask him football questions and Eagles and Giants and everything. And all of a sudden you sneak in this relationship or that relationship.
No. We're not doing that.
Don't go there.
Yeah. It's not going there.
We're going to wrap this one up early. Thanks for everyone being on the call.
They have the right to edit out anything that doesn't go exactly the way Tom Brady wants anyway. They're not going to just, it's not a live thing.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, McLeod.
Has he ever expressed regret about going to Michigan and then, has he ever said, I wish I didn't go here and have to deal with this Drew Henson situation?
I don't think this is the moment to ask that, but I would like to know, you know, what happened at Michigan that you got beat out by Drew Henson? Yes, Eden.
I don't think that that's really, I think that the Michigan Drew Henson thing is pretty overplayed in his story. He didn't really get beat out for the job, and he started 16 games or something like that for his junior and senior year. People act like he barely saw the field. I don't think that that's really the way that played out.
You're getting a little sensitive there.
There's a lot of misinformation. Tom, a lot of misinformation surrounding you and your career. Which one bothers you the most? Drew Henson, Deflategate?
Yeah. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
I have one more. My question to Tom would be, what does Jim Gray have on you? Because it seems like Jim's everywhere. You're christening a ship, and there's Jim right next to you. You're hosting a show, and there's Jim hosting. You do these halftime interviews for like 8 years now on Westwood One, and Jim Gray gets to host it?
I was going to say, but I was going to joke about it, and I was going to ask a question like, why is Jim Gray your host?
Yeah.
And I have a good relationship with Jim.
Yes, Jim comes on the show all the time.
And he's been a very good friend.
How did this start? How did this teamwork happen?
Yeah. But I was going to treat it the way, you know, Tom did. Remember when Tom was going around, you know, asking teams if they were interested in him, and then he said, you're going to stay with this bleep? I was going to say something along the lines of, you know, why do you have Jim Gray as your host? And then say, but to put it into your terminology, Tom, why are you staying with this bleep? Which is what he did to some team, whether it was Mitchell Trubisky or somebody. I thought that might be a little too much.
I like it, but I don't know if it would play.
No.
I think you got a good question there.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And if you want to go further, I didn't realize Brady and Larry Fitzgerald have such a great relationship over the years with all the touchdown passes, I guess, he threw to Larry that we all missed. Why is it Larry Fitzgerald and Jim Gray? Isn't he part of those broadcasts?
I don't know if I want to ask my question to Brady, like, why do you have Larry Fitzgerald as your partner?
Well, if you could ask about Jim Gray, the next question, if you're going to talk about that particular show of all the people Larry Fitzgerald.
No, but Jim Gray, that's kind of a funny thing. Like, Larry Fitzgerald, there's nothing funny about
Maybe he's got a great story. Larry Fitzgerald saved the kid in the pool. Who knows what happened there? That Larry Fitzgerald of every receiver, of any retired
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
There's a lot of Hall of Famer receivers over the years. Like, boy, I'm just curious, when I put on that show, it's like, okay, Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald. Neither one of those makes a lot of
sense. Just do a call 20-second timeout.
All right, 20-second timeout.
All right, that's it. Yeah, see.
Say, Tom, why are you so much fun now? As opposed to the other 19 years of your career or whatever it is. Yeah. Why are you so much fun now, Tom?
Yes, McLovin.
Can you throw a question at Jim Gray? Can you ask him his biggest regret if he did LeBron the wrong way?
Ooh.
Or the Pete Rose interview. Maybe he thinks didn't Pete Rose get mad at him for asking about
Gambling? No, I'm not asking Jim Gray the question. It's a Tom Brady. This is a bad idea.
That would be kind of funny, though, if you totally ignored Tom Brady. Hey, Tom, I'll get you down the road.
Hey, Tom. Good to see you. Jim, let me ask you.
Biggest career regret?
I don't know if he even regrets it.
Personally or
fault?
Professionally? No, Jim wrote a book, and he addressed all of these things. We talked to him about this. Oh, I'm not.
People are going to be so bored of Brady questions. Throw in a couple Jim Gray questions.
This is Tom Brady's show. He's the central part of this.
Oh, my God. This is why you're going to the Hall of Fame, because of the support you have from your staff.
Yes. Yes.
What's up with Larry Fitzgerald?
Really?
Yeah. So many NFL players in the world.
Yeah. Like, Tom, why is Larry Fitzgerald?
He picked it out of a hat. Don't worry about it. He's good co-host.
That's not a good question. That's not.
Tom, relationship-wise, any regrets personally?
In addition to a replacement game ball, the Buccaneers gave the fan a $1,000 gift card to their team store for returning the ball. Oh, that is lame-o.
Great negotiations.
It was a ball, not a jersey. Right. He got a replacement ball.
A replacement game ball and a $1,000 gift card. Come on. Give him a game ball autographed and give him a game-used jersey.
Give him a couple playoff tickets. You know, that's cool.
This is the 600th career touchdown pass for Tom. Yes, Eden.
But was the guy allowed to just say no?
I think it would be hard in that moment.
Oh, I mean, right. It's definitely not the cool thing to do. Yeah. But could he have just been like, no. No, I'm going to hold on to it, actually.
I think it's fair. Like, if a ball goes in the stands incidentally, like a kick or something like that, Miller gave it to him. Evans gave it to him. That's his ball. It's not like a kick, you know, that just went out of nowhere. That's his ball, I think.
Autobiography for what's his name's autobiography? A kick a strew.
That's his ball.
Adam Vinatieri. Yeah. A kick a strew. Yeah.
Next on Showtime. That's his ball.
A memoir.
When did you hear that word, a strew?
I don't know, probably McLovin. I don't know what it means.
McLovin, have you ever used a kick a strew?
It sounds like something I would say. I don't know that I know that word.
Okay.
It means like off, like a...
Yeah. A strew.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm like 40% sure I used it correctly. 40%.
I haven't heard it. Is it a skew? Like a kick was a skew, not a strew?
I don't know. I think a strew sounds right.
I think I wanted to say a strew because a skew would be like it looked wonky.
It'd be slightly off. Would be a skew, which could work. Maybe they're interchangeable.
Maybe
in this scenario.
I asked Tom Brady, "Hey, have you ever seen a kick go a strew?
A strew to spread or to be scattered, to be cut and dispersed over a distance and scattered." I think I almost got it.
Okay, let me take a break. When we come back,
ask Tom Brady if he knows.
Yeah, Tom, you went to Michigan. Kick a strew.
Well, when Mike Vanderjack story, kick a strew.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. And what went wrong with the Dodgers? As I mentioned first hour, it's like when you buy a lot of things and then you get the credit card bill at the end of the month and you go, oh my God, I think the Dodgers are in that situation. It's like, what are we going to do now? We'll take a break, talk a little baseball, more phone calls. Carson Palmer, always great to talk to him. He'll recap what happened this weekend. We got Saints Seahawks coming up tonight. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. It's pretty amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover, which means when you plop down that Discover credit card, it's not going to go astrew. You're going to get...
Nailed it.
Yeah. You're going to get the word yes. You're going to hear that. Yes! Learn more. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes
that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cannon-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz Vans. Built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. We'll hear from Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Bill Shaken is a national baseball writer for the LA Times, and I saw the headline of his column, most recent column, Dodgers failed World Series bid cost them money and trust, now the bill comes due. And I liken this to Christmas time when you spend all that money on all those gifts, and then you get the credit card bill at the end of the month, and you're going, oh my God. Bill Shaken joining us now. Bill, would you say that's an apt analogy of what's going on here with the Dodgers as they head into the offseason?
I think pretty much, with the exception of the coal that the Dodgers fans are going to find in their stocking this year, because he was ready for a back-to-back championship, and the Dodgers, unfortunately for the fans, did not even get back to the World Series.
If you were going to pinpoint one thing and say this is the reason why the Dodgers aren't playing in the World Series, what would you say?
Well, if you look at a team that when we got to spring training, everybody said, what are you going to do with all these starting pitchers? There's 8 starting pitchers here. And I know the cliche is you can never have enough pitching, and everybody kind of rolls their eyes because everybody does that at cliches. But in this case, it turned out to be true, because by the time the Dodgers got to the playoffs, they had 3 starting pitchers. And by the time they played the last game of the NLCS, they had 2 healthy starting pitchers. And some of that is health, of course. Some of it is, you know, Trevor Bauer's sexual assault investigation that's left him unavailable to the Dodgers for half the year. And some of it is just guys not developing. And as it turns out, what the Dodgers ownership had done, and to their credit, was to say, look, we've won the division 7 straight years in a row. We haven't won the World Series. We've prioritized our player development. We don't want to trade our elite prospects, but we haven't won the World Series. So they went out and got Mookie Betts. And under Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers had never paid anybody more than $100 million. By the time Mookie Betts is done with the Dodgers, they're in for close to $400 million. Yay, the Dodgers won the World Series last year. That worked out great. They saw a window again this year because of all the players on expiring contracts, Clayton Kershaw, Corey Seager, Kenley Jansen, said, you know what, let's try again. And Trevor Bauer is the guy they chose. It didn't work out, obviously, but now all the prospects that they traded, the ones that they used to say, we don't trade our top prospects, they're in Boston for the Betts trade when Bauer was sidelined because of the MLB and police investigations. The Dodgers went out and got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and that was great, of course. It's another all-in move, but now Scherzer's a free agent, and the two top prospects the Dodgers had to give up to get Scherzer and Trey Turner, they're in Washington. They're not here.
Dave Roberts getting any heat?
When does a manager not get heat after you lose in the playoffs? And, you know, there are pitching decisions that don't go well. And certainly in the last game of the NLCS, when you've got your top left-handed reliever warming up in the bullpen and Eddie Rosario and Freddie Freeman are set to bat for Atlanta, left-handed batters, maybe you want to go to that guy before, you know, Rosario can hit the game-winning home run. But in the grand scheme, the Dodger pitching in the playoffs had to do with how they juggled Max Scherzer and Julio Urias and Walker Buehler, given that those were the only healthy starting pitchers. And so the Dodgers played with openers, they played with bullpen games, they used Urias and Scherzer in relief. Those decisions backfired. And at least with the Dodgers, those decisions are not made at the Dave Roberts level. Those decisions are made at the collaborative level. And as Dave Roberts himself said during the playoffs, from the tippy top of the organization.
Albert Pujols done?
That's hard because he has really said, look, guys, let me get to the end of the season and then I'll figure it out then. And he was not available the other night after the Dodgers lost their last game. He's not an everyday player. There's no chance of that. He can hit left-handers okay. You're probably using him as a platoon DH in a best case scenario. So I think the first thing we have to figure is the National League going to have a DH next year? Because we don't know. The collective bargaining agreement hasn't come up. There's been a lot of talk that the universal DH will be implemented, but maybe not. You know, one of the other things that's come up is this idea of a double hook rule. Maybe everybody gets the DH, but you only get to use the DH as long as you're starting pitchers in the game, because baseball wants starting pitchers to go in longer. You know, that could play a role as well. So I think it's just too soon to say, but if he can find a team that can maximize his skill set as the Dodgers did, which is basically platoon DH, platoon first base, and left-handed, you know, attack vehicle off the bench, then he might have a shot.
Did you mention that Corey Seager may get $300 million?
I did, and I think he will, or at least that will be the asking price. Asking prices, as we all know, in free agency are not necessarily contract prices. But if you're the agent for Corey Seager, a fine gentleman by the name of Scott Boras, and you see that Francisco Lindor signed for $340 million without even testing the market, and you think you've got a premium shortstop in free agency, a guy who can play up the middle and still hit for power, then I can't imagine you're going to start the bidding much less than $300 million.
More impressive that the Astros got to the World Series or the Braves?
I think the Braves. I mean, the Astros, for all their villainy and all their black status throughout the rest of America, still a damn good team. They were a damn good team when they cheated to win. They are now a damn good team when presumably they're not cheating to win. But if you looked at the Braves, they were sputtering around 500 most of the year. And I really give Alex Anthopoulos, their general manager, and their ownership a lot of credit, because it's pretty easy in this day and age to tell fans, you know what, this isn't our year. Let's go get some prospects and we'll be better next year. And what the Braves did is say, you know, we lost Ronald Acuna Jr., maybe the best player in the National League. We lost an entire starting outfield. Let's go get some players. You know, the National League East was out there to be taken. And if you looked at playoff odds on the analytic websites, didn't look like a good thing for the Braves to do, but guys were out there to get if the Braves would just take on a little cash. And they did. And maybe it doesn't work most of the time, but it did now. And as a fan, that's what you want, is to have some hope and faith. And the Braves fans got some hope and faith this year. And as a result, they're back in the World Series for the first time since 1999.
I usually hear from the Astros because they got to the World Series, and then I'll hear from the fans saying, you know, what are you going to say about the Astros now? And my point is always the same. You have the talent to get to the World Series, to win a World Series. Why would you jeopardize that pursuit, that route, by cheating a couple of years ago? And, you know, it, for some reason, it's like, hey, we proved that we didn't cheat somehow because we got to the World Series again.
Yeah, I don't think this is some sort of absolution for 2017. And I'm sure if the Dodgers had beaten the Braves and this World Series was starting at Dodger Stadium tomorrow, I don't think the fans at Dodger Stadium would be holding up signs saying, we absolve you. It's still a sore spot for many people here in Los Angeles, and I'm sure around the country, and as the Astros themselves know from traveling the country, for a lot of fans. But, you know, they're here, and so we tip their caps to what they did this year.
Bill, thank you, and we appreciate your time.
All right, take care.
That's Bill Shaken, LA Times national baseball writer, covering the Dodgers. Yeah, you know, I don't know what Astro fan, I don't know what you want. I've acknowledged. Great year, great players. Altuve, Correa. I mean, it's been a great story. Dusty Baker. But, you know, there's baggage that comes along with those names. Not Dusty. You got here. I mean, congratulations. But I don't think that people are waiting to throw a parade for you. There's no confetti. You know, baseball probably looks at you as still like, okay, all right, maybe you didn't cheat this year. But in 2017, two people lost their jobs, okay? Like, you have to acknowledge that something happened. That's all. And then a lot of cheaters didn't get punished. People are bothered because nobody really paid a price. Manager and GM, they paid a price. No players. And that bothers people. And it will continue to bother people. Just because they could win the World Series. It doesn't matter. It almost exacerbates this of, why would you cheat if you knew you were this good? But, you know, congratulations. Is it the matchup I wanted? No, I wanted Dodgers-Astros. It's a better story. But Braves against the Astros, whether I like it or not, I'm watching it. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Let's go around the room. We'll get more phone calls as well. I'm going to start with you, Todd.
My best of the weekend, Wake Forest quarterback Sam Harmon throws for 458 yards, 5 TDs at Army. He also rushed for 22 yards with another TD. The Deacons 7-0, although they gave up 56 points at West Point. They lit up the scoreboard with 70 of their own. My worst, top of the seventh inning, NLCS game 6 Saturday night. Score was 4-2 Braves. Dodgers have runners on second and third with no outs. Big opportunity for the Dodgers to get back in it. But Braves pitcher Tyler Matzek strikes out the side. Pujols, Sousa, Betts all go down.
Thank you, Todd. McLovin?
My worst is going to be the 76ers on Friday night were killing the Nets. I turn off the TV. I figured this one's over. They get outscored 16-1 in the final 5-33 and lose to their divisional rival. Do they still have divisions in NBA? I'm not sure. But anyway, they went down. My best is I figure I might as well get on the Kenny Pickett, Pitt quarterback bandwagon. I don't know where it's going, but I just want to cover my bases here. Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I know. Now he's a Heisman candidate because Pitt beat Clemson. You don't want to have a last name of Pickett, right? Like Chris Blewett, the kicker. Isn't he from Pitt as well?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. But like if you're a defensive back, you know, Pickett. Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
Brock Purdy and my Iowa State Cyclones taking down Oklahoma State. Let's go. Brocktober's in full effect. My worst of the weekend, though, Taylor Heinicke. Dude grows up a Packers fan, gets the Lambeau leap. He's probably dreamed of it his entire life, and then the touchdown gets called back.
I know.
Get the guy.
Paulie, best and worst.
I got two bests of the weekends. The Packers throwback or whatever, historical nod uniforms, those were as good as it gets. They look like the Edmonton Eskimos or something from the CFL. Mm. Those are great unis. The other one I'm not so sure about, Illinois versus Penn State, 9 overtimes. I think that's the first time a lot of us saw the new overtime rule where third overtime, it's a battle of two-point conversions, which is like penalty kicks. It's the closest thing to penalty kicks. I'm not sure whether I loved it or didn't love it. It was fair. It was compelling. Everyone turned it on, but I don't know if I love it or not. What did you guys think?
It wasn't good football.
That cannot be controlled with rules, though, with those two teams.
I know, but they did this so these games wouldn't go longer, and that was an eternity. And it really showcased ineptitude. Man, if Penn State had a quarterback, Spencer Rattler should call up James Franklin at Penn. Well, who knows if James Franklin's going to be there next year. But, yeah, you were saying what, McClellan?
Oh, by the way, Illinois, I think they ugly up everything. If they, even when they're good, like there's something about that program that seems a bit off or cursed. Is that fair to say?
Well, they're just not any good normally.
They ever been good? I want to say Illinois is back after the game, but I wasn't sure what they were back from.
Even when they had Jeff George, I don't know how good they were. That's 30 years ago. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I think I know Jack Trudeau took him to the Rose Bowl maybe in 84, something like that.
Okay, all right.
82.
Tom in Nebraska. Tom, best and worst of the weekend.
Morning, Dan. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame. You are the GOAT. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your
Thank
show.
You, Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, so I got two bests, and I got a question for you. First best is Formula One, the U.S. Grand Prix down in Austin. Austin, what a great weekend for the sport. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. Decent race, but just overall great energy in that sport. Second best, Nebraska football did not play this weekend, but that means they did not lose. So in my book, that's a win. My question for you relates to that. What do you think is worse? Do you think it's worse to keep a coach after four straight losing seasons, even a homegrown coach, or is it worse to continually hire and fire a coach every 2 years? I'll hang up and listen. Lehigh and Brad Bro.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Well, you know, it's tricky. Like Michigan wants a Michigan guy. Okay. That didn't work out with Brady Hoke. It's sort of worked out with Jim Harbaugh. Nebraska, I wouldn't have gotten rid of Frank Solich at Nebraska. I mean, I thought that he was a really good coach at Nebraska. But, you know, sometimes you think you're better or bigger than what you really are. And I think Nebraska understood that quickly. The Big Ten doesn't care. They don't care about Nebraska. No, you could be Rutgers for all they care. But it's such a great football tradition program there. That's what's surprising. You know, Scott Frost going back, former player. But that, you know, you're playing some pretty good opponents there in the Big Ten. Yeah, Paulie.
You only really need that one great season with a small school. I think it was 2017 with UCF.
Yeah.
Scott Frost, 13-0, went to the Peach Bowl. If you could turn around a kind of a nowhere program, no offense, they think you could do anything, and they bring you up to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Sean in Kansas. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First off, congrats again on the Hall of Fame. 6 foot, 165. Well, so I have two worse. Being in Kansas, just watching Oklahoma somehow make that amazing fourth down play. I don't even know if it was legal. I was really mad at first, but KU had the chance, and they blew it a couple different times in that last quarter. So, and then the Chiefs, obviously, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just so bad. I don't even know where to start. We pay our defense the second most money in the league, second highest paid defense in the league, and we have the highest paid non-quarterback, and this, they're just not doing anything.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah, and thank you, Sean. You got a couple of those defensive players who got paid in the offseason. You know, you got Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark.
And Chris Jones. Big deal.
Yeah. They got paid. They're not living up to those paychecks there. And you bring in an offensive line, and I thought, okay, how long is it going to take for that line to kind of gel, be a cohesive unit? And it hadn't happened. Because you know what happens now? You don't have to blitz anybody against Patrick Mahomes. You don't have to blitz anybody because you can put pressure on him. That's what the Titans did. You know, Bengals did that against Lamar Jackson. Like, if you don't have to send another guy, man, I mean, that's such a great weapon. Yeah, McLovin.
That totally explains. I watched a lot of that Lamar Jackson game. He had no open receivers. So they were dropping back. There was nowhere to go with the ball.
Yeah. I have some people who are sending in potential questions for Tom Brady. I'm taking part in a town hall, and I got a question. Were you directly involved in the cease and desist letter to the DP show? Do you think he had any awareness of the threatened lawsuit when we started our Tampa Bay? We started Tampa Bay before anybody else. We put those T-shirts out there, and next thing we know, we hear from a really, really powerful law firm, and McLovin goes, hey, we don't want to mess with this.
For my paralegal days, you know, they're heavyweights.
Yeah, and I said, I don't want to mess with any, you know, law firm. Cease and desist. And so we ended up making a cease and desist T-shirt.
His name is Tom.
Yes, his name is Tom. We made that T-shirt as well. Yeah, we were told in the cease and desist letter, his name is Tom, his last name is Brady. Paulie's got it?
Yeah, you don't want any part of Latham and Watkins, Dan.
No, I do not.
Latham it sometimes can get loose, but Watkins will hammer you.
Yeah.
While we appreciate your enthusiasm for Mr. Brady and his recent move to Tampa Bay, we request you immediately stop selling all unauthorized merchandise.
Yeah.
As you know, Mr. Brady recently announced that he would be joining Tampa Bay. Mr. Brady's first name is Tom. Which, I mean, if we didn't know that, then it's on us.
Yeah.
And he wears the number 12.
Yeah. So that was our cease and desist.
Yep.
Yeah.
The best.
Boy. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up here on the Dan Patrick Show. This past year has brought a lot of change to our lives, and for some of you, that means you've changed jobs, or maybe you're considering retirement, and if that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions on your mind. How should you handle your retirement accounts? Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel has helped clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy view, so you're going to make more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Find your Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. Stifel, Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker,
for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Halloween night when Michael Myers returned isn't over yet. The next terrifying next chapter in the record-setting Halloween franchise, back with Halloween Kills, now streaming only on Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. I was surprised that Patrick Mahomes spoke after he got banged up a little bit in the Titans game, but he had this assessment of the game.
You're embarrassed. I mean, you just got spanked pretty good. We were coming in here trying to build off momentum of the week before, and we didn't do that. So, I mean, it's just trying to find a way to get better for next week, because you got to continue to get better and better in this league if you want to get to where you want to be at.
But you look at the Titans, and the Titans beat Buffalo, and they've now beaten Kansas City. I don't know where the Titans are as far as the AFC hierarchy, but they've proven that they can, their game plan can beat two high-quality teams. This is the team you don't want to play in the AFC playoffs. Now, I could say that about Kansas City. Kansas City as an underdog, yeah, that's not that's still can be a very, very potent team. The Titans, it feels like, are a better football team all around. They might not get that recognition, but it's probably because maybe you don't trust Ryan Tannehill. The receivers haven't been healthy. You do have Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry didn't have a great game yesterday. He didn't have a great game against Buffalo. He had one great run against Buffalo. You know, they're doing it all around. And you saw that yesterday. This game was over at halftime. Here's Andy Reid, the Chiefs head coach.
We really need to get both sides playing well. And so we're going to go back and look at it again. We've got to eliminate the turnovers and the penalties. And again, these are things that we haven't been common to. So I'm seeing things that I hadn't seen before, and we just got to fix it.
I think Andy Reid is kind of channeling Jimmy Jimerson there.
Well, that's what the Chiefs locker room is focusing on right now. They're trying to play well on both sides of the ball. They believe that that could help fix some of their problems and give them a better chance to win.
All right. That's Jimmy Jimerson. Thank you. I'm good with that. Tom Brady talked about Mike Evans giving away the 600th touchdown ball.
It's really cool. I got in the bag over there, so Mike gave it away. He goes, man, I'm sorry, man. I get it. I said, sorry. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it back. He's going to get something nice in return, so we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys or some other stuff. So it was really cool of him to do that.
Yeah, that sounds good, Tom, but that's not what happened. You gave him a ball and a gift card. For a football that might be worth $500,000. Yeah, Paul.
Don't you wish Brady would have said, guys, I'm out of room. My mantle is busting at the seams. I can barely keep MVPs up there. I use them for like doorstops.
He wants that MVP this year, man. I mean, they were throwing the ball, and they kept throwing. And if you play the Bears every week, you'll be the MVP. But This is what, like LeBron a couple of years ago, I just thought LeBron wanted to say, hey, look at my age. There's no load management here. And then, of course, there should have been load management. But Brady wants to win that MVP. Not that he doesn't want to win it every year, but it felt like, you know what? Let me do something that no one will ever do. Let me put up an MVP at age 44. But, you know, they're impressive numbers. I had some numbers here on Brady. He has been in Tampa for 1.5 seasons. He has 61 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. He never throws a red zone interception. He just doesn't. And as a result, that defense is going to get healthier. He still has his weapons. They didn't even have Antonio Brown or Rob Gronkowski. No. I think they have the Saints coming up. But, I mean, those are, it's impressive, and you're going to have home field advantage. At least you figure. You know, Dallas and Tampa are probably going to battle for home field advantage, feels like. Dallas in that division. You know, Green Bay, feels like Green Bay's schedule is a little bit tougher. Yeah, McLovin.
How about the Rams and the Cardinals as threats in there?
Yeah. But those two, you know, in the same division, but... You know, can Arizona win 13 games? And they go 13-4. Tampa, you probably look at them and say they could go 13-4. Could the Packers go 13-4? I still get the feeling people aren't sold on the Packers as being an elite team. And maybe they're not sold on Arizona as well. What happens is we look at highlights, and then you try to get an assessment. Unless you watch games and get, you know, the true context of how good... Watch that Titans game, and you got the feeling in the first half that they were a far superior team. And even if you look at the highlights, you're like, oh, okay, nothing really exciting there. That was just old school, we're going to beat you up. And they were so physical. And all of this, you know, as much as we get caught up on quarterbacks, it's all at the line of scrimmage. Offense, defensive lines. Do I need to blitz somebody? Are we protecting our quarterback? How many times is he getting hit? Like, that's what the NFL is all about. And the Chiefs had been so good on one side of the ball that they didn't have to be so good on the other side. Now, when neither side is really that good, you're an average team. Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, makes his Monday visit. That'll be coming up. And more phone calls as well. Final hour this Monday. Back after this. One more item. We close out hour two. It's rockauto.com. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. Now, this was a company founded by automotive engineers in 1999. Family business, two goals in mind. Giving you access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, making the parts affordable by offering reliably low prices. And rockauto.com has the correct parts for vehicles of all ages. A vehicle that turns the engine off at every stoplight or has the battery installed in the trunk needs a modern AGM battery like those that rockauto.com sells. Yes, even car batteries delivered right to your door. That means you're not wasting time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to rockauto.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that you listened to the program. Make sure you go there. They're there for you 24/7. rockauto.com. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. rockauto.com, and make sure you tell them that we sent you.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.